So in 1980, your first job with Philips, and how old would you have been? Late 20s, early 30s?
Yeah, late 20s probably. I think I was the youngest vice president of Philips Petroleum ever, because remember, I started school early, finished law school early, and I was just a really young man when I started practicing for Philips in the legal department.
Yeah, I didn't mention, I mean, you lived in Bartlesville all those years. Great community.
Yeah, I love Bartlesville, and two out of my three daughters were born there. We used to always say it's the best place in the world to raise a family, and I think that might be true even to this day. It's a really great school district, wonderful community. Everybody in my family or friends that come and visit Oklahoma who haven't been here, one of the things they always say is, are all the people so nice in this state? And I say, pretty much,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, so nearly 30 years living there?
Well, no, I was transferred here and there and everywhere.
Okay. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, I got transferred a lot, and I lived a total of 4 years the first time. They sent me to Norway, and then they sent me to Houston, back and forth and all over. The connection is I always worked for an Oklahoma-based company, and even when I was in Norway or in Houston or whatever, we used to always come back, you know, presentations, meetings in Bartlesville. So even if I didn't live there, it was like I lived there,
yeah,
because I was a senior executive, and that's where we ran the company.
What was your first job with Philips?
I was in the legal department as an oil and gas lawyer.
So you had a variety of positions in different departments,
mm-hmm,
legal, probably financial?
I did go into finance. I was made finance manager of North America Exploration and Production. That was like the CFO of that division, which at the time was the largest division in the company. And then I got a call and said, you're doing really well at this. Would you like to become treasurer in Bartlesville with an idea to be CFO in 4 or 5 years? I said, if I'm going to be a specialist, I should be a specialist in my profession, which is law. At one point, they asked me, do you want to be CFO, general counsel, or run a business? I said, I'd like to run a business. That's when they gave me North America E&P, where I used to be finance manager. Actually, the place where my career really took off was when we redeveloped the Ekofisk field in Norway.
You moved pretty fast, didn't you, up the ladder?
I did. I think I was youngest vice president, yeah, in the company, and I ran every division within Philips Petroleum at some point in my career. I don't think there's anybody in history of the company who ever did that.